Sabrina and the Book of Magic Spells. Sabrina is a little girl who has certainly the worst attitude in the entire school. It is not smart to bother her, as she is the biggest and the strongest. If you ever have the misfortune of playing with her, here is a word of advice. Do not win at all. Sabrina hates losing above all else. One time, while she was playing basketball in the schoolyard, she fought Michael because her team lost. Poor Michael, he broke a tooth. This should tell you how frightening Sabrina is. Michael is one of the strongest boys, so remember, it is necessary to leave Sabrina alone and say yes to whatever she asks for. Is that clear? I am telling you this because I have the chance to run faster than her, despite I'm short. However, I'm too small to go against her. My name is Remy, and Sabrina is my sister. Therefore, I know her well. I warn all my friends not to be Sabrina's enemy. Beware. But one day, Sabrina confided in me. You know, Remy, I've had enough of making everyone scared. I don't like being angry. When I'm like that, I find myself to be very ugly. I did not quite know what to say until I remembered one of my grandfather's stories. It was the legend of the family of one of our ancestors who had hidden an old book of magic spells in the garden. And Sabrina thought that I was kidding. I attempted to convince her I was not lying. We then left to search for the famous spell book. Without much success, Sabrina was not going to give up. In order to change her personality, she had to find it at all costs. After a few fights and disputes, we finally found the spell book. It was buried in the soil in an old wooden chest. We were not surprised when, after finding the treasure card, our shovel collided violently with the chest, and we began digging into the garden like archaeologists looking for dinosaur bones. The spell book was magnificent. Its cover was made of wood and golden jewelry that shone brightly. What was inside the spell book was absolutely fabulous. There were all sorts of magical formulas, such as how to transform a toad into a white dove, how to make a love spell, how to always get a perfect score in a test, fly like a bird with fairy dust, meet magical beings in the forest, and a bunch of other formulas, tips and tricks for everyone and everything. But what interested Sabrina was a magical formula that was very special. And here is what it said. Procure some garlic, some snail slime, and 10 rabbit droppings in a casserole. And create a first layer of onion, garlic, and rabbit droppings. Wait a few minutes, and when the smell becomes too much, add a touch of snail slime. Let it sit covered under the moonlight. On the first day of the month, uncover what you've prepared, mix it with water, and drink it to the very last drop. Ah, well, it doesn't lie. It's not as bad as it seems. I know this is true because Sabrina would have become full of rage the moment she drank it. At first, nothing happened. I began to prepare myself to run, seeing her head cast down, looking like she would punch me. But finally, something incredible happened. Sabrina's expression softened, her voice became light, and her look was that of a loving person. Even I, who was scared of her, came to like my dear sister. She was transformed into a very nice girl. Nobody at school could believe it. The kids continued to be scared of her until they realized that Sabrina had truly become friendly. There was even a kid named Jordan who wanted to declare his love. Presently, there was no need to run or to be obliging. Sabrina accepted losing and was completely in a good mood. But one day, drama arrived. For some unknown reason, the spell had broken and the magical formula had no effect. While we were playing badminton in the school gym, Sabrina lost her match against Julian. All of a sudden, she threw her racket at Julian's face. Taken by panic, I remembered an old piece of advice that I had given her and went rushing around the entire gymnasium yelling, "Help! Help me!" At first, the kids laughed. They thought it was a joke that Sabrina made. but that only made her even madder. A few instances later, the entire class began to run in every direction. It was chaotic. I tried to reason with her, but that did nothing. She tried to calm down, surprised that the formula did not have an effect anymore. We left to see what the spell book said. It stipulated that it was necessary to redo the process each month. And when I saw what was written, I readied myself to avoid the anger of Sabrina. But, against all expectations, she stayed perfectly calm. Sabrina said she finally thinks that the real magic is when we transform ourselves on our own. And from that day on, Sabrina became very nice thanks to her own efforts to ameliorate herself.